Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain.
Welcome back. This is your host, Brother Drew X, and we're getting G.G. Woods on the line with us. This is the list tonight. Hey, Brother G.G. Young.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brother G.G., I'm going to turn it over to you right now.
All right, Brother Drew. First and foremost, thank you, as always, for all that you do. To the listening audience, I'm your co-host, G.G. Woods. And the show that you are listening to is a show that's called List. And briefly, the concept behind the show is you had an opportunity to kind of turn back the clock. And in a moment, you, present day, being 50-plus years of living, could give advice to your young self who was just getting ready to start out and take on the world. In that moment, if you could give yourself advice, what advice would you give yourself? And we take submissions on the show to any caller who'd like to call in and cover that. and comprise those submissions into a list of submissions that can simply be put together in a useful format that youngsters can hopefully utilize as a decision-making tool. Because as older individuals, we already encounter a lot of the questions that the young people will be faced with, and we already have the answers for a lot of those questions. So if we put together a list, which would be a guide and tool, and arm them with that tool, then we have made their way that much easier, made them that much more productive. And basically that's the concept. And the goal is to create that list. First, let me say that I finally got off my lazy, you know what, Brother Drew, and I like to take this time, the month of Juneteenth, to announce that submissions for the list can now be submitted through the following avenues: Facebook, and if I'll give everyone a moment to get out a pen and paper if needed before I give out these addresses for the Facebook account and for two email accounts, which the purpose of these outlets are, the show is only done monthly, and in between shows, if you feel moved to make a submission, you know, you feel like you have something that needs to be added to the list and you want to get it submitted, then that's what these outlets are for. Okay. On Facebook, the Facebook account is ggwood@facebook.com. Now, it's spelled GEE-GEE Wood at Facebook.com. And I don't know that if you see the account, because I sent out the event to the general public, you'll be able to log on to that account that way. And that event will post every month going forward. So that's one outlet through Facebook, and you'll see it hopefully on your events, notifications, wherever that may be, because I'm not that familiar with Facebook myself. The second means to get submissions in is email accounts, which there are two of them. One is GG Wood, and that's GG, no dash, it's nothing. GG Wood, that's Wood, Wood, not Woods with an S, but Wood, Wood. GG Wood at, no, I'm sorry, GG Wood, the list, and that's all one word, Now I'm going to go through the spelling one more time. And it's the same on the other count. GGWOODTHELIST. All one word. GG Wood the List. gmail.com. And also that same name at hotmail.com. So those are three avenues that can be utilized in between shows to get submissions in, submissions that can be discussed on the future shows that follow. Okay, so now that I've got that out, the show today is called Eat to Live, part two, because last month we started Eat to Live, and there are some additional things that I like to add to that this month. This time, Brother Drew, if you would, go ahead and open the lines, and if we have anyone who'd like to contribute to the show, I can always stop and pick up where I left off afterwards. So,
okay, so
Brother,
I got you. Anybody online want to get in with us, just press 1 on your phone and that'll let me know you're trying to get in, and I'll open your phone line. So if you want to get in and say something, press 1 on your phone. Okay, go ahead, Gigi. I'll let you know.
Okay. Now, last month I briefly went over the definition of eat. And this month I'm just going to summarize it as basically what you digest. Now, when we talk about digestion, or when I talk about digestion, what I'm suggesting is not just what you put into your mouth and consume. What you digest is on all three levels. It's the mental digestion. It's your physical, the diet digestion. And it's the spiritual digestion. Now, a body on a junk food diet, outwardly, you can see what their body looks like. And it's not such a pretty picture. All junk food, you know, no exercise, no nothing healthy in that diet but junk food. Now, if you could take example and now apply it to your mental, you know, all Tyler Perry, my dear, dude in a dress, all comedy, all Lifetime channel stuff, you know, but no health food, just junk food, a mind on junk food, just like a body on junk food. That's not a pretty picture. And that's why we have, you know, that's why one of the submissions, and this is a good example of how the list can be or is to be utilized. When it says, there was a submission about just staying current on the news and technology, you know, on the world, stay in touch with the world around you. Don't get pushed outside of that circle because you're uninformed. And when you talk to people who are uninformed, you kind of know right off their interests. So, you know, one of the submissions on the list is try to learn something new every day. That's what I mean by health food. This show, I like to call this show Steamed Vegetables, because I'm not excited. I don't have great entertainment. What I try to provide you with is useful information. And that's not always fun, but it is good for you mentally. It is good for you, for your mental nourishment. So the health food, the healthy part of the diet, mental, physical, and spiritual, which there are shows on this channel. The elders address the spiritual. You know, you've got a lot of spiritual junk food out there in the world. You know, not to point fingers, but, you know, rattlesnakes and a whole lot of hooping and hollering and dancing and, you know, in the name of whatever God they serve at the time, or, you know. It just depends on your, and that's an individual choice. And you know, I've said before that we are in a time of battle, a battle for righteousness versus all the other influences in the world that pull you away from righteousness. And on that note, what I say at the end of the show, which is stay strong, stay true, choose what's right over what's popular. When I started to think about righteousness, I want to amend something that I have been saying since my own seed was in the single digit years. And I'm amend that to this: stay strong, stay true, and choose righteousness, which is a broader brushstroke than what's right. Choose what's righteous over what's popular. Now, I just want to give you one more example of junk food. No, I take that back. I'm going to give you a few more examples of junk food versus health food, but in the not eating. It's not what I'm talking about here. I guess it is eating in the form of digestion. So let me take that back. If you have the skin disease eczema, and I use this example because I was watching something on the television and the commercial comes on about eczema. And what eczema is, briefly, is a eczema is a term used to describe conditions that cause the skin to become itchy, inflamed, you know, rash-like appearance. They refer to it as atopic dermatitis. It's an inflammatory condition that caused by imbalance in part to your immune system. And think about that. Internally, something's going on so unnatural that the effects of it are showing up outwardly on your skin. That should be a red flag in itself. And it says that this leads to inflammation below and above the surface of the skin, which is basically what I just said. So once all that's said and done, then there's this drug that's called, where is this drug? Because a commercial came on, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to this thing, and I'm wondering, am I the only one hearing what they're saying? Well, as I speak, I'm not finding the drug that I wanted to tell you about, but here is another one called Opzelura, O-P-Z-E-L-U-R-A, and you can look that up. And it's some kind of cream for mild to moderate eczema. Now, I don't know the side effects from this one. But the other one, which when the commercial was airing, mind you, you're only trying to treat one condition, which is the eczema. When they went into the side effects of using the medication to address the eczema, there had to be at least five, if not more, side effects, meaning you treat, not cure, because the synthetic medicines don't cure. They treat. The medical community, its goal isn't to cure. Its goal is to treat. Treat the eczema, but they create five or could create five or more new symptoms as a result of treating this one. Now, you put that in your court of common sense. Why would you take a medicine that's going to, now think about that, five against one. That means it's going to make you sicker, not better. If you just read into that, I'm going to treat one condition, but I'm going to create four or five more. You're going to have to be treated for those as well. Let me give you, and that's junk food, because you digest medicine just like you digest food. You put it into your body absorbs it. That's digestion. So you're digesting synthetic junk food that's going to make you even sicker. And what's the treatment for that? More synthetic junk food. Eczema, the cure for eczema, as I know it, and I'm no doctor, but I got a lot of common sense. You can use coconut oil, pure coconut oil. One of the best skin moisturizers I know, 100% natural. Natural to the point you can cook with it, You get hungry, you can eat it. You treat your eczema with that and see what happens. There ain't no side effects that I've ever seen. Not one. So that is a potential cure for your eczema, because if you had eczema and you treat yourself and if the eczema goes away and you don't have anything else, well, that's the cure. But if you take, what did I call it, whatever this drug was, Opzelura, if you treat the eczema, which means you didn't cure it, so you still have it, you're just treating it, and you develop four or five more ailments as a result of taking the medicine to treat your eczema, now you're even sicker. Wait a two. You can go to Walmart and let me put out a shameless plug. I ain't going to say it's a shameless plug. Hell, it works. 100% pure coconut oil. The manufacturer's name is Luana. That's two words, L-O-U. Second word, A-N-A, Luana. And it's not in the medicine section at the grocery store. It's in the food section where they keep the cooking oils. So there you go, coconut oil. Treat your eczema with that, and then next month, somebody call the show and give me a testimony how Sebi ain't the only one treating the brothers and sisters out there with natural with natural remedies. Okay, let me move on to some of these topics that I have written down here, Brother Drew, before my time expires. The news is that Neuralink, that's Elon Musk's company, they got approval to do tests on humans. Now, I'm not reading from anything, so I'm just kind of going off of what I remember reading. Neuralink is going to, how do I say it, hook up or install hardware to people. This isn't something that's temporary. They're going to fuse together humans and technology. Now, the argument is that it's got some good applications. And you can go look this up to here we are. Here's some health food for your mind. You know, staying current with technology and the world that's around you. Neuralink is spelled N-E-U-R-O-L-I-N-K, Neuralink. And it's got some interesting applications, which is hard to argue against. If you can take someone that's a quadriplegic or, you know, paralytic from the waist down, blind or deaf, mute, and you can technology up to them that allows them to function in a normal capacity, it's hard to criticize that. But with the good, there's always the element of evil. And there's a lot of other applications that also can spin off of this that aren't so good. But y'all check that out about Neuralink. And I guess you'd have to search your own spirit about whether or not you want to invest in something like that, because again, it's got potentially good applications, but it's also got some underlying potentially bad ones. So you could be funding something that you may not be so proud of further down the road. Since this kid was 11 years old, I guess it's not a good idea to be putting his name out there, but there was a, well, that was just a tragic accident, actually, the 11-year-old kid who called the police, and when the police got there, he called the police because his mother was fighting with the boyfriend. This is in Minnesota. And when the policeman gets there to the door, the kid rushes to the door, and the policeman shoots the 11-year-old. I'm pretty sure y'all seen that news story right now because, again, this show only, we only do the show once a month, so, and that's kind of old news, but you hadn't heard about it. It's a story you should check out just because the message in there is be careful, you know, with your kids. Because, I mean, here's an example where a kid was trying to do the right thing and it still wound up being hurt. The young man still wound up being hurt. And it was a tragedy. And I don't know, I hadn't followed the story closely since. You know, I found out that the officer was a brother who had been on the force many years, who actually had been the Policeman of the Year award, something like that. But they were calling for a lot of, you know, action against the police department and calling for this individual's job. So be interesting to track that story and see how that played out. Let me move on. That was just a brief news stuff, which I guess that took me. I didn't mean to go there because I still had another junk food, health food example that I wanted to share. And this one was even better. But we do a live show, so it's going to be a lot of mistakes. When you do a live show, we don't get to do retakes and say, you know, GG introduces health food versus junk food without effing up, take two action. We don't get to do that. So excuse me when I screw up. That's just real life. This is a real live show. So there it is. The other junk food, health food example was Memorial Day, which was last month. Now we're into the month of June. But there's two stories on Memorial Day, and this is why I'm bringing this up. And I got them, but last month I tried to run some audio. I wasn't happy with how that went, so I'm going to have to upgrade on the audio feeds so that I can give the listening audience a better experience when I bring something to the show that I want to play and let the audience hear. But briefly, the stories go, and you can go on YouTube and you can see these stories. I'm going to pass this information on to you. The first one was aired by CBS, And both of these are on YouTube. The Let's see, I didn't want that to open up. So give me just a second to close this. Well, okay. This first one is called The Origin of Memorial Day. And it's by CBS Morning News. So if you go to YouTube and you put in The Origin of Memorial Day, and this was aired 9 years ago, and it's about, I don't want to hit this button because I know the audio is going to start. Okay, that didn't work. But anyway, on YouTube, there's a segment called The Origin of Memorial Day. And it's by CBS News. So that's your main or your mainstream media, you know, that reaches millions and millions of people. The junk food. You got a dramatic individual talking about how Memorial Day was created. And in that segment, he makes no mention to what I'm about to tell you now, which is the truth, the health food about Memorial Day. And this is an audio too, which is also on YouTube, and it's called The Black History of Memorial Day. The Black History of Memorial Day, and the channel is called The Root. Two words, T-H-E-R-O-O-T, The Root. And if you look at that, you're going to see the story that the man told on CBS. But what's so important is you're not going to see the additional story, which preceded the timeline of the story that he talked about. Before his story and its creators began, you had these groups of Americans that looked like me and you who took the Union soldiers who had fought in the Civil War, and they were buried in some big mass grave, and they dug them all up and put them in individual graves, and they honored their memory for their service. That was the first Memorial Day. We created Memorial Day, not the lie, not the junk food that's got fed to the general public on CBS. So there's an example of junk food and health food. And you can go to YouTube, look at those two websites and put it in your mental court. Brother Drew, at this point, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to introduce the docuseries that was discovered in the...
Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about that while you were speaking, when you were talking about intake, the things we intake and digest, you know, and that should be one of our submissions, make sure the information you intake. You know, a lot of people look at television for entertainment, and even if you do that, you should also get them, because when they entertain you, they also put a message in the entertainment. So learn to look for the message in the entertainment. And but what I was going to interject, there's a program, a documentary called Reclaiming the Throne. And I suggest everybody that's been curious about our existence, how we got here, and some people have been curious about religious questions. I suggest you look at that documentary and see if it might help wake you up, your DNA, because the things we look at, some things can wake you up. Things we hear, some things can wake you up. You know, it was a biblical scripture. It was talking about Jesus had came to make the people to see. I know I'm going to use that word Jesus, but people that don't understand what I'm going to use, so I'm going to use that just for them. But he said he came to make people that couldn't see to see, the ones who couldn't hear to hear. So as you get information, as you live and keep on living, all kind of information going to keep coming to you. Your DNA is wired to accept these messages when they hear the truth. So I would suggest that people start looking at TV as not entertainment, but education, if you're going to look at it. See what you can get out of that entertaining situation you were in. But Reclaiming the Throne is the name of the documentary. It's on Tubi. Download the Tubi app and you can watch that. It's very educational. It's a three-part series. But that's what I wanted to say on that, Gigi. Thanks for that opportunity. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Brother Drew. I'd like to add to that, in my opinion, that docuseries is what Roots should have been, because those of us who have grown in the history know how Roots was junk food. Where, here again, here is health food. Here's something healthy for your mental diet. Reclaiming the Throne on Tubi. Y'all go check it out. You won't be disappointed. Last month, I gave out information on Sebi, fig tree, which is the manufacturer of the products. That was authentic. Track something that I gave out, which was that book, I can't even think of the name of the book, but that's a fake. That was a fake, and I was frustrated as hell because I fell for the okie doke. Now, I was angry to say the least, but instead of letting my emotions get the most of me, the best of me, let's use this as a teaching moment. And this would be an example for instance, were I a younger, much younger person and I got suckered, because young people get suckered a lot because they don't have or they not armed with what we're trying to arm them with now. Okay? So here's an example. Which I could send a book back, no problem. But everyone, there may be somebody out there who would listen to me who bought this thing and they can't send it back. So, you know, here you got this garbage, because in the back of that book, as soon as you see fish, it's garbage. Sebi is no meat, no blood. I mean, no blood, no starch. Blood meaning meat, and starch meaning, you know, starchy foods. So as soon as I saw fish in the book, I know it's garbage. I don't even have to read it any further. I know it's a fraud. It's got Sebi's name on there. Some slick, you know what, put as the author, Alfred Bowman, where Sebi's proper name is Alfredo with an O. He left off the O. Alfred Bowman. alkaline diet, all of this alkaline diet stuff, boom, Dr. Sebi in big letters. So, from the list, there was a submission that said, it was two submissions, and I want to apply them. Submission 24 said, keep a lawyer. Keep a copy of Black Law's Dictionary. And now I'm going to show you why. The lengths that this company went to get people to be duped into purchasing that garbage, I'd like to take to a lawyer to sit down and do a consultation and see if that's not fraud and deception. And instead of just returning the book, seek justice, because there's another submission which says the following. And this is why this list that we're creating is so important. I don't see it, but I know what it says. It says don't reward the hypocrite. Because, see, in America, the hypocrite, he rests well. These people, see, there's a new business formula. The business formula is, in its simplest form, is revenue minus cost equals profit. Well, they're still using that formula, except revenue used to mean revenue generated by ethical means. Not so much today. So you see the lengths. This is an example to the lengths of what people will go through to try to earn some money. So, yeah, they'll refund the book to people who bought it up under some means where there was a return policy. You know, they have to honor that, but people who didn't and use some other means, well, they just got screwed out of their money. So the hypocrite gets rewarded when, yeah, he may have to return the money to people who, upon the return policies, can send the book back when they discover it's fraudulent, but he suckered everybody else in and he get to put their money in their pocket. That's wrong. And see, hypocrisy is if this person or this company, if it was their father who died at the hands of, you know, in a Honduras prison at the hands of whoever, you know, they wouldn't want his memory insulted this way. So that makes them hypocrites, because that's what they're doing to Sebi's memory. So in the coming months, we're going to find out what the lawyer tell me, and I'm going to tell you. And if we got a case to go against the publisher of the book, not going to return his book, I'm going to sue his ass. I try to keep the show, I try to keep the language, you know. But I was passionate about that in that moment. But, yeah, you're going to try to sue him. And if any of you out there got that book and you can't return it, keep it and stay posted. Stay tuned, and we're going to see what's going to happen. Those of you who returned it, keep your receipts, because, again, I'm gonna try to sue these people. So just stay tuned to that. Moving along, Brother Drew. What did I got here? Yeah, I was gonna say one more thing about business. See, today business doesn't have that moral compass it used to. And one of the functions of government, and see, this is dangerous now, because business has grown so big that it's out of control. See, government's responsibility was to protect its people, to protect its environment, and to regulate business, to keep business from getting out of control, because business doesn't have a moral compass. That's why government and business are never supposed to be in the bed together in the first place. No handshake between government and business. Government is there to regulate business. But in today's world, business has infiltrated the ranks of government so deep, government and business are almost one. And that's a dangerous, dangerous recipe for people who are not wealthy. Because business doesn't like expenditures. Business doesn't like expense. The formula is revenue minus cost. Poor people could be considered cost. Disabled people could be considered cost. You know, all of these things in that formula could be on the cost side, and business is revenue minus cost equals profit, because business is about profit, that bottom line, getting that money. So, again, the government has lost its way. Can it be recovered? I don't know. But business now is about that money, and don't fall victim to it, or have your lawyer, and don't reward the hypocrites. That's from that list. Now, I got to keep moving because I see I'm getting closer. In Canada, there's an organization called MAID, MAID, M-A-I-D. That acronym stands for Medical Assistance in Death, if I'm not mistaken. Medical Assistance in Death. In Canada, if you want to die, they'll kill you. You can look that up. I got suspicions about what that is. I don't have confirmations on my suspicions, but that is a real thing that is happening. And if it grows in popularity, who knows? It may dip south of the border, of its border, you know, into this country. So take a look at her again. I'm giving you health food. These are things you need to bring yourself up on and make yourself, you know, knowledgeable of. Let's keep going here. I want to take a moment just to send a shout out to a brother who I had the honor of meeting briefly on just one occasion, but let me just say this, and then I'm going to move on. Simply this, shout out to Brother Coheen, and I'm going to leave it just like that. Everybody knows what that means. There's a storm that's moving into the DFW Metroplex. Now, I'm calling it a storm. It's a wave that we need to be concerned with as melanated people, because the culprits in this wave are the children of melanated people. That's what I'm seeing. Now, this thing, as far as I can remember, started way back years ago out there on the East Coast. And the cities that I remember, Gary, Indiana, is the one that stands out the most. And there was a point in time they were calling this place Murder, Inc. A lot of violence in that place. I can remember that thing moving east, you know, from, well, it was in Louisiana some years ago in the cities of Monroe and Shreveport, where the violence had just escalated to where, and I can't, I'd have to pull up the article, but Monroe, a small place as Monroe, Louisiana is, that was the number one most violent city in the U.S. at one point. Well, here recently, on the east side of DFW, see this, again, I say this storm is coming from the east and it's moving westward. Now it has made its way to the eastern boundaries of DFW, which is the ninth largest economy in the world, reported here recently. 7 million people plus in this area, you know, compared to place like Monroe or Gary, Indiana, those numbers are, you could add those two cities together and you still wouldn't come up to close to 7 million people. So out there in the news stories that I heard here recently were Sunnyvale, Mesquite, and then I heard some incidents in Pleasant Grove, which is west of Mesquite and Sunnyvale. Sunnyvale, I mean, I believe it's the furthest east, then Mesquite, then Pleasant Grove, which is actually in the boundaries of Dallas. Pleasant Grove is. The kids are, there's this culture among these kids. They are actually walking up to each other. I think it's in Mesquite. There was a young man and his significant other, you know, wife, girlfriend, whoever she was, and two or three children in a vehicle. And these kids get out of a vehicle, run up to them armed with weapons, and shoot everybody in the vehicle. I personally know a lady from Shreveport whose son was he was in this rap, and I can't say that all of this is related to this rap industry, this music, that this junk food that has been fed to these children. Here we are, another example of all this junk food. And when I said, you know, a body on junk food looks, you know, is not a pretty sight, where here's examples of minds that are on junk food, that are on junk food. There was one story where, and I think this one was in Mesquite, And all of these stories that I'm telling you, these happened in the month of, from May, when the last time we broadcast the show, until now. There was a 7-Eleven, and a young lady went inside, and she wanted to buy a tobacco product, but she was underage, so the clerk didn't sell it to her. She goes outside and get like 8 of her friends. They come inside the 7-Eleven and act up. It's incredible. It's just, it's embarrassing. As a people, it's embarrassing. But that's, go look at that video and you'll see what a mind on junk food looks like. That's a, it's an ugly example, but it's a perfect example of what I mean. So that's why the show is so important. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, the stuff that you're speaking of, Gigi, it kind of goes with the topic tonight. Because people have been digesting the wrong foods, the wrong mental food, the wrong spiritual food, and you see the results of that now. So the mental capacity of most people now is gone. That's a very dangerous situation, but don't be surprised when you see it because they've been digesting the wrong stuff. I yield right there.
Okay. You know I'm 100%. In agreement with your brother. Let me, I want to thank a brother. I don't want to say his name, but he knows who he is, and if he listens to the show, this is, just thank you, brother, for the following story that I'm about to give to the audience. There is a turn. And after all that I just said, it's perfect that we get to this point. There's a term called UBUNTU. And I believe it's pronounced Ubuntu. Ubuntu. Now, Ubuntu is a story. The word itself, its origins goes all the way back to Zulu. And I'm not going to even read this story because I know this story pretty much. Let me, because I say the quote wrong, so let me go back and open that part just for that part. But the rest I can tell you. Okay. Back in Africa, there was a tribe, there was a tribe, and then the tribe was children. So here comes your British guy, right? And he doing what Europeans and Americans do, you know, promote division. But he used it this way. He could get all the kids, and he lines them up, and then he goes and puts some food by this tree. And he tell them to race to the tree. And, you know, whoever's the fastest, they get there and they get to enjoy the food. So this is him trying to feed them junk food. And I'll keep going back to that because this is so relevant, this junk food, that because everything we digest is either health food or junk food. It's one of the two. So here's this guy pumping junk food into the kid. He's trying to promote the division. But what he didn't know is that the tribe had already taught the children. They had taught them health food. So this is what the children do. Now, we're talking about a grown European trying to influence children to be divided. So he tell the children, you know, y'all race over there, the fastest one gets the treats. The children instinctively, they grab hands, and together they run over there together. And together they enjoyed what was there together. Now, that's called, and it was because they knew Ubuntu. U-B-U-N-T-U, Ubuntu. Now, what Ubuntu means, and let me get to that part. What Ubuntu means is I am because we are. I am because we are. They already knew that they were all one, and they didn't need nobody to, they wouldn't let anybody separate them. And I thought that was a great moment. And that's something that we, that's my submission for this show, is we need to learn to practice Ubuntu. And you can look that up, U-B-U-N-T-U. Now, what you're going to find, which I think is very interesting, is a company, a digital company, that they have an operating system, and it's called Ubuntu. But it's that same principle, but they use it with a service. There's a message in there somewhere, but I'm not going to try to get to it. So, again, Ubuntu. We need to learn what that is, and we need to practice it ourselves. Lastly, I want to talk about some examples that we, I believe, should follow, because these examples that I'm going to give are basically stuff that's probably stolen from our people anyway, because the Jews had this thing called a bar mitzvah. Now, during the bar mitzvah, when a young kid reaches a certain age, they have this ceremony. In that ceremony, they give the kid gifts. Some of the gifts but it's all cultural. Some of the gifts is art, some of the gifts is clothes, some of the gifts is money, but it's all geared around that moment. No distractions, no toys, no digital, you know, no Xbox, none of this stuff. It's all geared towards their culture. The ultimate gift, they got this one gift they call the ultimate gift. It's investment. They give the kid stocks or shares, but the stocks and shares are into Israelite companies back in their homeland. And the other part, the money that they give the kids, they give the kids money for basically two reasons. One, college. Two, to make that journey back to their homeland, to their root at some point in their life. They stay connected to their root. Our root been severed, but that's no excuse for us not to reconnect. It's a brother, I'm going to mispronounce his first name, but his last name is, Brother Drew, help me out, the Kemet Tours, the brother that go to Ethiopia and Egypt every year. Been doing it for 20-plus years.
Is it crazy?
Maybe 30 years.
Is it crazy?
Crazy. Thank you, brother. Crazy. So we got a means to go and visit our route. I mean, you may not be from East Africa or that land mass over there that the Europeans call Africa. You know, that's another argument. But we got a means. But I think connecting gets your feet rerooted in case they not rooted. You know, so shout out to Dr. I don't know if he's a doctor, but Brother Kwesi, shout out to him and what he does. And I'm encouraging everybody to go look up Kemet Tours on the internet. And if you don't know about him, learn about him and take advantage of the opportunity to go back to your root. And it may be a spiritual. See her again. Here's that food. Brother Drew, clock on the wall. Let me. Okay. That sound mean it's time to wrap it up. So I guess I'll leave you with that. And again, let me finish with close with what I started with early. The online submissions. The online submissions, again, GG Wood at Facebook.com. That's GEE-GEE Wood. And then the emails, which is the same spelling, GG, GGWOOD, GG Wood, the list, one word, at gmail.com. At hotmail.com, where you can make online submissions between now and the next show. So, brothers and sisters, until next month, Thursday the 10th at 10 p.m., y'all stay strong, stay true. Choose what's righteous over what's popular. Brother Drew, last word is yours.
All right, we'll attach all that information to the next show so you can just see that once you sign in to Blog Talk, we'll have all that information where you can see the web page, the emails. So we'll see y'all on the 10th of next month. Peace.